Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. I follow the Fantasy Doctors on Twitter, the Fantasy DRS, and I retweeted a very good informative video from Dr. Ceylon Parekh last night, and he was kind enough to answer Jake's request and come on the show with us right now. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And
my
so
pleasure.
I retweeted the video that was posted by the Fantasy Doctors on Twitter, your video that was that offered some very good information to all the Chiefs fans that obviously were very, very upset last night. So if you would, now knowing what we know and what's been reported, if you would just give us your thoughts on the injury that Patrick Mahomes suffered last night in Denver.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it looked real scary immediately, especially as they tried to straighten out his knee, and then you see this big pop that happens. So his kneecap dislocated. That was verified after and confirmed after the game last night. And he was seen walking around limping, and that's actually a good sign, and that's pretty typical for this injury. He's going to swell up and get pretty stiff over the next 24 to 48 hours. But the big decision is going to happen today after the MRI is done. When that kneecap pops outwards like his did, sometimes it can tear the ligament that sits on the inside of that kneecap, and that can become problematic. So what they're going to be looking at on the MRI is, number one, is that ligament torn and is it blown out, or is it a partial tear or no tear at all? And number two, is there any associated cartilage damage on the undersurface of that kneecap? And that's going to make the decision as to whether or not you're going to pursue surgery or no surgery.
Okay, so a lot of follow-up questions to go with that. Forgive my rudimentary anatomy understanding here, but we hear about different knee ligaments all the time. We hear about, you know, ACLs and MCLs and PCLs. You said that ligament that goes under the kneecap. What ligament is that?
So this is actually the ligament that's on the inside of your kneecap. So if you touch your kneecap and you feel the inner part of it, that's the ligament I'm talking about. It's known as the MPFL. It stands for medial patellar femoral ligament. We're not talking about any of the inside ligaments of the knee itself, like the ACL, PCL, MCL, LCL. Those are preserved and untouched and not an issue in this scenario.
So is it like, because I know with I've had my ACL reconstructed before, but I know sometimes with those other, you know, CL injuries, sometimes those don't get repaired. Is this the type of ligament that if it is damaged, that do they repair it? Like, what do you do if it is damaged?
So that's a great question, and that's where the MRI is going to be so important. So the MRI shows that there's no tear at all. This is easy. You put him in a brace 2 to 4 weeks, you get him back, and he's good to go playing in a brace. If it's a partial tear or or a low-grade tear, same scenario. You can do the same thing. The real question here kind of alludes to what you're talking about. If this is blown out, what do you do? And if we go back and we look at medical research, it shows that guys who have surgery immediately do better in the short term. So if he has surgery and that's the way they decide to go with this, with a blown out medial patellofemoral ligament that's torn here, he's lost for about 8 to 9 months, and he's done for the season. If they decide that, okay, it's blown out, but we're going to see how he does because we want to try to preserve our season, look for him to be back in 2 to 4 weeks. But if he struggles, if that kneecap continues to pop out, they will end his season 2 to 4 weeks from now and say, surgery, we'll get you back next year.
Okay, so if it's one of the scenarios you spoke about earlier where there's no tear or if it's a partial tear and they bring him back in 2 to 4 weeks with a brace, what type of risk is there for re-injuring or making the injury worse if he tries to play on it?
Making it worse, unlikely, unless it popped out again. The chance of popping out again is real, especially if you play without a brace. So they'll be religious about keeping him in the brace and look for him, at least initially when he first comes back, to be more of a pocket-type player, which is very much not him. But then as the weeks go on and he starts feeling more and more stable, to open up his game back to what's normal for him.
Okay, doctor, you also mentioned the possibility of cartilage damage inside the knee. And I know when I tore my ACL, I had slight cartilage damage, and they just kind of cleaned it up a little bit, and it wasn't very significant. I know, but our producer Jake, when he tore his cartilage, they had to go back in and, like, sew it back together, and that was a really long-term recovery. What type of situation are we looking at if there's potential cartilage damage to Patrick here?
So same kind of thing. It's going to depend on how bad it is. If this is just a scuff to the cartilage or just a bruise to the cartilage, you're just going to let it heal without any surgery, and you still will do the knee brace 2 to 4 weeks. He should be fine. If this looks like a chunk of cartilage is missing or flaked off and there's some damage to the bone underneath, well, that's going to push you to surgery. And then the timelines all depend on what's happening with that cartilage itself, but also are you doing an associated ligament procedure or not? So it gets a little bit more complicated as you start adding layers to the injury.
And so, again, today the MRI will tell all, and like you've tweeted out, then the Chiefs will have a decision based on the findings whether or not he needs surgery or whether he can come back and play. But the best-case scenario, you're saying, is 2 to 4 weeks, right?
Absolutely, best-case scenario.
Doctor, again, tell people about the Fantasy Doctors. That's where I was able to see your comments about last night. If people want to follow you or check out thefantasydoctors.com.
Yeah, so the best place to find us is thefantasydoctors.com or on Twitter at thefantasydrs. And we are our whole medical team constantly provides updates to all injuries from the NFL, NBA, MLB, you name it, we got it covered. And we're giving you live up-to-date information based on video analysis that we've really gotten good at doing over the last 4 years of doing this. And so you get insight, just like you did last night, within minutes of the injury.
Doctor, thank you very much for the information. We appreciate it, and we thank you for coming on the show today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
That is, I don't know. How do you feel?
I feel relatively good. First of all, I thought that was great information from Dr. Parekh. I mean, that was really good. He listed out basically all the possibilities, and now we pray that there's no significant ligament damage. You know, I can handle 2 to 4 weeks being out.
You can follow that Twitter account, the Fantasy DRS, the Fantasy Doctors, and that's Dr. Selin Parekh, and he was actually in his clinic, seeing patients. And I immediately after I retweeted the video last night, I contacted Jake, and Jake immediately responded, which was startling for me.
I was at attention last night.
You able to get the doctor to call him, come on the show this morning. It's a good, great job, Jake, and thank you to Dr. Selin Parekh. And so I retweeted that. You can check out the video, but we'll get some more information from Dr. David Chow, who is the football doc. He also has a website. And look, man, we're just trying to get as much information and different opinions, and then obviously everything will be based on what happens with the MRI today. And so that's it. Did you see me? I'm so nervous. I put my head down. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm sorry. I'm on TV. I should not do that.
It's okay. All right. It's natural.
I was going to throw up, but I'm not going to now. We'll take a break back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB.